This is a podcast from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. I'm Ken Barron, and I'm here to tell you that the NABWMT, of course, as many of your members know, prides itself on the mission of being a multicultural, multiracial organization, and we're committed to fostering supportive environments wherein racial and cultural barriers can be overcome and the goal of human equality realized. So, with that in mind, it gives me pleasure to report on the granting of two scholarships that are not awarded by the NA, but in the spirit of the NA mission statement. Some background first. I'm a firm believer in an open society that thrives on a worldview of justice and a local community of racial and ethnic harmony. I believe our membership does the same thing. So I work hard for the NA on these issues and the joy and frustration of achieving these goals. I'm also a member of the Long Beach, California Immigration Coalition, or the LBRIC. This brings together mostly brown and white folks to help people at the margins. The result is that today, since we know that Hispanics are the largest ethnic group in the LA County, that's the place to look at this. Traditionally, blacks and Latinos worked and lived alongside each other in urban areas, and despite some tensions in the past, these old ideas have given way to political unions. Nowadays, you will likely see a civil rights leader such as Reverend Al Sharpton marching in an immigration's right demonstration, as well as protesting police brutality. And in the Deep South, black leaders collaborate with Latino activists to protest harsh immigration laws. So on the issue of immigration, the views of blacks are varied. Researcher Tatish Netete has noted that factors associated with past reactions to new immigrations, most notably political and economic competition, egalitarianism, the belief that new immigrants are distancing themselves from African Americans exists, and the belief that restrictive immigration policies were fueled by racism. Well, this continues to predict contemporary African American opinion on undocumented immigration. Thus, depending on age and economic status, a black person's view of immigration may be pro or con. Supporters of comprehensive immigration reform and the anti-immigration activists who oppose it have one thing in common. Both invoke the memory of Martin Luther King Jr. to support their positions on immigration. I hold my view that, as Dr. King has said, quote, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all directly. Never again can we afford to live with the narrow provincial outside educator idea. Anyone who lives inside the United States can never be considered an outsider anywhere within its bounds, unquote. So it is with pleasure that I served on a committee to award two scholarships to undocumented students to help them in their college careers. I received a thank you letter from one of them, and leave you with an excerpt from that. I am a graduate student in the education department, and in the name of my program, I'm so happy that it involves social and cultural analysis of education. This is my second year, and hopefully my last. I will be graduating in the spring of 2017. She goes on to say, the financial assistance you provided will be of great help to me in paying my educational expenses and it will allow me to concentrate more of my time for studying. Your financial generosity has allowed me to be one step closer to my goal and has inspired me to help others by giving back to the community. My dream is to one day help other students achieve their goal just as you have helped me. This is Ken Barron with the NABWMT, thanking you for listening, and hope you come back to us and listen to us and see us on NABWMT.org, on our Facebook, and hopefully take a look at some of our chapters. Thank you.